we have two things to vote on. We actually have two things to vote on in their final form. And I'm going to ask the secretary, just so that we're clear now, we're going to vote. We need to go to vote on the two separate issues as amended and substituted.
And I request that you read, the secretary read the actual text of each one before we vote.
So that would make sense.
Roll call. Let's see if I have.
I have it here.
Point of information. Are we also doing Proton on these votes?
No. No.
Vote. So with the Proton on all the issues in front of the body.
Let's see here. Okay, these are in the final form. Technically, now that we have them in their final form, because technically the board rules would allow pro and con, but I believe we know where we are. I think everyone understands where we are. We're on the final version. We're going to get that right now. Okay, would you read the first? The first question.
Okay. On the divided question, this is the text of the resolution for the first part. Whereas in recent decades, former KPFK management unfairly banned and fired programmers and producers in a systematic attempt to appeal to a mainstream audience. And whereas this practice not only bars these alternative voices from being heard on KPFK's airwaves, but also alienates and disenfranchised communities of listeners. And whereas Michael Taylor's banning and subsequent violent death have come to symbolize this period of aberration from Pacifica's mission. Therefore, it is resolved that the KPFK local station board apologizes to those who were banned and fired in opposition to the mission, and to those listeners who were thereby alienated from KPFK, and that the KPFK local station board asks all those who were harmed by these practices to forgive KPFK, and that the KPFK local station board assures its listeners that it will oppose such practices in the future, and that the KPFK local station board will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past with efforts to provide programming for listeners disenfranchised by these events, and that the following statements will be read on the air twice a month during drive time broadcasts for 1 year, and be made available to other programmers and producers who air as they wish. KPFK local station board apologizes to those programmers and producers who were banned and fired during prior management in opposition to the mission. And we apologize to those listeners who were alienated from KPFK by these actions. The KPFK local station board assures its listeners that it will oppose such practices in the future and will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past by providing programming for listeners disenfranchised by these events. We ask our listeners and those who were our listeners to keep us vigilant and work with KPFK to help us make amends.
I would like to formally object to going to a vote as this has not been discussed in any form today.
Are you a kid? Point of order?
Point of order, yes.
An objection to going to the vote doesn't help us with anything. You've got to make a motion to extend the day to table to time certain.
He has just ruled against me. I'm objecting to his ruling.
We had already voted against extending time.
Thank you very much, Lauren. I know you're with me all the way.
Until the next statement.
That's right. The chair must ask ask the body to make decisions of this nature. It is not, it's not a ruling of the chair at this point.
I made a motion to table that.
I didn't hear that.
The last table meeting of this board.
One moment.
Table until when?
Well, you didn't want to have a vote, so I'm asking a question. When do you want to table until?
That's it.
I'm going to speak on
the
Just a moment now.
Can I just have a point of information?
Yes, I'm thinking this through. Go ahead.
Rather than make a mistake on the security time, why don't you wait until the third motion is over?
Well, yes.
The motion to table is always a
default. Why is Gary not in the
Okay. We are not awake. It's important that we understand at this point. After you have the motion on the table, and
may I ask a question?
Yes.
Is there an attempt to facilitate this? Is there any possibility that we could vote at each of those, that the entire thing could be separated? We vote up or down on each of the points.
It would take the point that Leslie's bringing up is she wants more discussion.
I want pro-con on this issue also.
Yeah, she wants more discussion. She wants.
And in fact, I did not make that a motion. What I did was object to your ruling.
Yes, that's right. Because after listener comment, I ruled that we would have two pro, two con. Then when I raised the issue, of the two pro and two con were on the subsidiary substitute motion. Now Leslie is saying two pro and two con on the main motion, now that it's ready to be voted on. There's a lot of logic to that. Because the two pro and two con were not on the main motion, but on whether to substitute.
Right.
So before I have two parliamentarians looking at the book, I'm thinking in terms of allowing two pro and two con now on the final version that are before us.
There's a motion to table on the floor.
Yeah, that's right.
May I explain what's going on?
If the previous question has been called,
that's not the issue.
The issue is that the question has been put. The issue is complicated by the fact that questions are supposed to be put by the chair and not the secretary.
All right. We're going to resolve the motion to table. I think we're going to resolve that motion to table because the body speaks. The body will speak with that. Okay, please.
Page 204, laying the pending questions on the table after debate is closed. If debate has been closed by ordering the previous question or by expiration of the time to which debate was limited, then up until the moment of taking the last vote under the order, the question still before the assembly can be laid on the table.
All right, then the motion to table is in order at this point. That was what I wasn't sure of when we at the point we were. Let's resolve that. It's been moved and seconded. The body should speak. Those in favor of tabling this issue to the next meeting, please raise your cards.
Raise your two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay, those in favor of tabling this issue to the next meeting, raise your cards.
Eight.
Those opposed.
One, two, three, four, five.
Bill, do you want to vote or not?
Right now.
Bill, yes or no? Do you want to table it or not?
proposing this is no?
No on tabling, yes.
Yes.
You want to table it or not?
All right. Those opposed to tabling this issue, raise your cards. We need a count.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
opposed to tabling.
6.
Okay, and what is the count of the vote?
8 to 6.
And this is a majority. On passes, it's a majority. This issue, all right, the body has tabled this issue until the next meeting. I will confer with the body about the how to handle this on the next agenda item. We've spent an enormous amount of time.
Can I propose that we go back to the agenda now and figure out how much more time?
That is right.
According to the time we have, it's going to be midnight when we get there.
Yes, that's right. Okay, you know what? I'm going to immediately move to the agenda item that I'm going to ask Madeline to facilitate before we spend any time on anything else. It is agenda item 6. It's actually the KPFK LSD town hall meeting.
How much more time do we have here?
Okay.
You
said 10:30. Yeah, but my friend is not here. Let me do this. Let me get this agenda item going, and then I'm going to go check with our staff people here. I'm going to call on Madeline to discuss the town hall meeting this Saturday.
Can I just have a point of clarification on what happens to my item here? Is this going to be all...
Okay, let me explain. This is what happened.
I understand what happened.
Okay.
I just want to know what is going to happen.
Okay, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
What I very specifically,
yes.
My motion going to be the whole business in the future.
Yes. This is what's happening to what we're calling the wild motion on agenda items. When the body voted not to extend time for the agenda item, there was no time to deal with it. The body said they did not want to extend time. But under this motion to table, his motion is also tabled. So it could come back. Okay, let's go to David, who made this agreement.
That motion was to table the specific thing it addressed. Harrison is correct. This item remains old business until we dispense with it. So it's part of old business. That's in the order which it came up. And the next board meeting, the next meeting, the board accepted it. Should be in the old business.
Okay, so that when we're tabling, we didn't table the whole agenda. The whole agenda. Just that motion.
Okay, I got another question. Did we vote on the other half of the vote?
No, it was tabled. It was tabled. Okay, the chair is going to call on Madeline Bear. Where is Madeline? Here's Madeline. We have this town hall meeting on Saturday. And
wait a minute.
Yeah, let me make sure here. There were two halves of Leslie's motion. Did we dispense with both?
Yes.
No.
The motion to table was on the first portion that was read.
And what about the second portion?
We're still waiting to vote on it.
You have to vote.
So we need to do that.
Maybe I misunderstood the main motion. I thought it was a motion to table the issue.
No, I
don't
know.
Dan, what did you motion to table? No.
May I ask, Dan?
Well, my motion to table was to table the whole thing.
But, you know, it still has to be what people want to do.
Normally, only one item is on the board. Time.
We tabled both.
He screwed up the numbers.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, because the numbers don't correspond.
So, yeah. You know, we have agreement, I think, on the fact that we need to empower this internship program.
Let me explain.
I want to know what time we're supposed to be getting out of here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go check with the staff here. And also, we need to decide. But before we talk about when we're ending this meeting, I believe I misunderstood Jan's motion to table, and I actually dealt with both 1 and 2 under that motion to table. But basically, it could only table the item that we were talking about.
Okay, so I make a motion to table the other one. Just move up along. So you can vote up or down on it and move along.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Were we able to
vote on that? The section on internship, it's true, there's an awful lot of consensus around that, around the table.
Okay.
Call the question on that.
Yeah, call the question on
that. Okay.
That doesn't happen.
We just need to go to a vote. Maria, will you withdraw your second?
Yes.
Will you withdraw your motion to table?
Sure.
All right, then let's go to a vote on the internship program. Do we have
a program? Yes.
Okay.
Has the secretary read the exact?
Yeah, we're going to try to do that. Now let me find out.
I have to meet some people. Carry on.
Okay, so we have
voting up
in the motion.
Okay, the amendment's about to be read. The amended motion.
Go
ahead. Resolve that the KPFK LLP calls for the creation of an internship named after Michael Taylor, and that the LSP commit to raising funds for a named Michael Taylor internship on an ongoing basis, and that the internship be widely broadcast when it is offered.
Notice of the internship.
Let's get clarity on the wording. David, give it.
That's wrong.
Notice of.
Okay,
we got it.
Should
we vote?
Yes. Well, let's go to a vote. Those in favor of this motion, raise your cards.
Sounds good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Opposed.
None that I can see.
Abstention.
1, 2, 3, 4. This is good. This is very good.
Okay, let's move to the next item. Let's do. Madeline, would you please deal with this very important? Before Madeline starts, what time is it right now?
9:48.
Why is that so funny?
3 hours.
Well, yeah, it takes time when people are on the cloud. Can people stay until 10:15?
Yeah.
All right, let's move ahead. Madeline?
All right.
That'll take us a good 10 minutes. Let's look at, can we do the town hall meeting in 5 minutes? Okay, we're going to give 5 minutes to the town hall meeting. The PNB. Well, 10 minutes. Okay, approval of LSP minutes. Can you make a statement very quickly on that? Then the committee.
You put the
question
on it in there.
We also have public comments.
Public comments.
The public comment came as number 10. That was 15 minutes.
Because we were supposed to have some action items in the public comment.
That's right. We'd have to come after the committee. We're not going
to
get to them.
Okay. We're going to talk about how much better this will be done next time.
There you go.
I'm moving to China. I've already told us today.
We won't have quite that. All right, then. The proposal is that we take on the town hall meeting 5 minutes. Okay, that helps. You're having fun, but we're trying to get this one. All right, the Pacifica National Board, 10. Approval of minutes.
Does that work? Yeah.
A statement from Terry, 5. And then program oversight, art, and management evaluation. That is not going to work into this agenda. We don't have the time to do it.
Well, it only took us 44,000 hours.
No. If this body continues, it doesn't mean that the next... No. The next body will handle it just as though it were this body. The body changes. Yeah, hopefully better. The body changes very, very little. So, committee, so I think we should just move ahead and do the best we can.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, people, let's see if we can focus now. Madeline Bear is going to very briefly discuss.
Madeline Bear.
I have a friend whose name is Madeline Bear. Madeline Bear is going to very quickly deal with the town hall meeting.
Okay. So there's flyers to the town hall meeting in Munster. We have more that you can circulate to your friends. The beauty of the town hall is that we don't vote on anything. I just want to honor the committee that's been working on this. Don, Ed, Grace, Laura, Roger, Mansoor, and they've just been a great team. And I have, you all know when it is, where it is. I have the sign-up list. My apologies to Louise and Margo. The on-air promo shouldn't have gone into the listener, but it was for the local station board for this one. You know, in the future, it would be nice to have different voices on the air. But when I called you, Louise, I didn't have your phone number. Louise, I didn't have your phone number, so I couldn't do anything. Anyway, so please sign up every time you can fill one. And where help is still needed, I'm going to circulate this through the rest of the meeting. And unless anyone else wants it, I think he's all the time wants to say something.
Yeah. You know, the town hall, I just want to say that the town, yeah, our committee, the town hall, has been a pleasure to work with. In spite of our disagreements, we don't think that we've been able to move forward and move on. So what I'm trying to say as a caveat, that's a really good reason, Bill Gallegos and everybody else, to have listeners on committees, because we can get stuff done. Just like we're proving here with the town hall. You let listeners on committees, give them full participation rights, and we can get stuff done. The stuff that has been gridlocked here for so long, we can get it done. Just encourage listeners to come on committees, make an announcement for volunteers, and that's how you get it. Okay. Terry, you know, you've been out front with that. You want talented people. There are talented listeners. You just have to let them on these committees. Only let them participate. We're voting participation.
Thank you. Okay, is there anything else now from
anyone? I'd like to see the person that waves the talent potion and says, job comes up.
Do what?
That waves the talent potion.
The talent
potion.
Okay.
It's over.
Mark,
can I just say 3 words? Can I just say 3 words?
Yes, one moment. Yes, 3 words. Yeah, is it pertaining to the town hall meeting?
Definitely.
Okay, Margaret is next, and then you. Go ahead.
I think that people should know, in addition to myself, who the other moderators are, because that has not, as far as I've heard, been included in the publicity. And the other question I have is that on the email about the question of Mencha, because I've gotten a few emails where Mencha was not mentioned, and that was something that was agreed.
Can I have that speech?
I have a
Donna, when Donna did that on air talk about the town hall, she did mention Mitch as the host.
Yeah.
Okay. I cut a card and I mentioned Mitch, but I haven't heard of it. Now, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, one moment. Pope had just a few words. Go ahead, Pope.
Change the policy.
Okay. Sure.
How long, since I will be the only person at the time, how long does everyone have as a microphone? Depends on how many people are there. We'll decide that day when we see how many people are there. I'll make it. I'll only give it a guideline sheet.
A minute to 2 minutes.
And okay, and it appears, you know, the Community Advisory Board also is involved in this, and they're doing outreach as well. Okay, let's move the agenda. Obviously, this is completely unrealistic. The Pacifica National Board Directors Report, it seems like we should at least focus on the PNB coming to Los Angeles in January.
Right.
So, Donna, you're working to some degree with the PNB. Do you want to make any report or
report? I do.
Okay, Donna Warren. One moment. There's a question from...
At a meeting in January, committee oversight should be first.
I was really only working on the parade, but in the meanwhile, I think it was Mansoor and I got the volunteer who wanted to work on the visit, and he wanted to work on the Martin Luther King parade, which you're saying. The reason I'm asking Eva to wait just a second is because one of the duties that we have to do is get these people into hotels. And I was thinking we may have to do that, but we have some information for it. The hotel.
For the national office stuff, and we're waiting for the hotel. So that's taken care of.
Can you hear Eva?
It's going to be one hotel.
Can you hear her back there?
No.
Just raise your voice just a little bit.
We'll find out.
Because the national stock is already not in here. We're from hotel. I believe it's a bit western downtown. There's not union. My understanding is that they did book a union hotel. I'm not sure which one it is. I'm thinking, but I know it's downtown. So I'll get the information tomorrow and send it out to the union.
Just a quick one, you know, because the hotel workers are in dispute. They're asking people to stay at a specific hotel, but not the other, so we can just check that. I have a list of people.
Okay, the only thing I want to say about the hotel is that we do need to have particulars because if people want to come in, we want to know if they can get a special rate too, because they can stay at the hotel.
Special rate is what you said.
Okay. Okay, so that's the hotel. Okay, everybody who volunteered, and I'm going to tell you about the parade too, because I think we need to vote on the parade. Okay, but everyone who volunteered, I gave them a list of the other people who volunteered. Well, here you go.
My email is wrong on that.
Well, you know what? That's one of the things I want you to do is check it out. Now, I had to correct my email. So if you look at my email, it's correct. So if anything's wrong, your telephone number or your email address, please let me know and I'll correct it. Okay? Okay, because the first thing I think we're going to have to do is pick out two chairs. I'm willing to chair the MLK parade, but someone else needs to chair the actual PNB visit. And I put a few suggestions on the back when you call your committee, because the hotel, I'm not sure what all is included in the hotel, but usually the hotel has to arrange water, coffee, soft drinks, and snacks. That's will, but it has to be, we also have to feed these people. Now, the PMD meetings that we've been to, it was very, very helpful because they usually had continental breakfast in the morning, and they had a lunch there. You know, then we didn't have to run out and try to find these things. We were able to come back and convene the meeting. So for the whoever chairs the PMD visit, and this week I'm going to give everybody an email to see if a chair has been selected. Because if not, then we might have to take on some other duties. But not only food, entertainment. You know, these people are coming to the entertainment capital of the universe, and so it would be very good to take them on the red line, you know, and take them on the gold line, give them a little ride, take them to Hollywood and show them how it is, stuff like that. Yeah, a walking tour, okay, hey, that's good. The walking tour is always great. Okay, La Brea, Charlie. Now, getting to the Martin Luther King Parade, what has happened so far? I have sent in the application. The application is in. I haven't sent the money in yet because I haven't gotten the money. I thought I would have it by now, you know, and because by tomorrow I was supposed to take the money in, and if I can, I think I can send the application in. I can, you know, delay a couple of days and maybe KPFK would give me a check. But I told you originally that the fee was $400. It's not. It's $300.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you told me. The last team told me it was $400. Or did you? No. Adrian. Right. Adrian told me it was $400. You corrected it. $300. And by the way, I did actually go into the core office, and Celestine the Fourth is here tonight.
Yes.
And welcome to our meeting. He and his father, I mean, me and his father, we are good buddies. You know, Geraldine, who was a Republican, by the way. But anyhow, the other thing is that, and I already got the guy to do the banner. Now, at first, I sent you out what the rule said on the application. Okay, and it seems to be very, very anti-peace is what it looks like. We know they're going to have all this military, ROTC, and all these other people shouting about war and trade. But when I actually talked to the lady, she encouraged saying to Martin Luther King to be put on the banner, and she said several people are going to be putting messages of peace in the parade. So that kind of made it a little bit better. But since we didn't send the money in yet, what we have to decide, and I should have made a motion, is do we still want to continue with this? Do we want to march in the parade? Now, the PMD director said they wanted to do it, but they've left all the details and all the little intricacies up to us. Now, knowing what we know now, that we can carry, okay, we can carry a banner of peace, either anti-war. She didn't say it anti-war. She said, if you can find a message from Martin Luther King that said anti-war, that might do it. Now, these matters do have to be submitted 10 days before, at least the wording.
Okay.
Right.
Now, we have some people who want to ask questions. And let me remind you that the way this is going, this probably will be the last agenda item. We're going to have to really carry over to our next meeting the other agenda items here, because if we have an extended discussion, we have to leave. The chair is going to take it in this rotation. Actually, Jane, Eva, and Lawrence.
What happened? And Margaret.
Oh, excuse me, Margaret. Yeah, Margaret. Yeah, it's so thin, I don't like you.
Okay, go ahead. I would like to say that I am not proposing that we protest this march. I would like to say that I understand there are many parts of the black community that have to be considered that do not have the same opinion as I do about ROTC, Humvees, and troops with weaponry. I'd also like to say, having said that, that I see this march as just another addition to what I'm seeing as genocide in the black community. We have a three-strike law that takes our black men unfairly and puts them in jail. We have privatization of prisons that keeps them there for free labor. Now we're going with the ROTC into our children. What do you see this as if not genocide of the black race? I think it's despicable, and I think if we don't protest, fine, I understand that, but I don't want to tell a community what they should do. But to have us be in it and support something that has a military standing as that does, how can we then have an Iraq, stop the war in Iraq parade that stops and protests in front of the ROTC for people of all color?
Okay.
But black people, we can have the ROTC for.
Okay, thank you. And let's go, Eva.
I totally support what Jane says, because I have a concern, you know, if we say we moved the station in the last year and a half in the direction of the anti-war movement, and we got people out on the street, that's kind of how people see the station these days. We are anti-war, we want to bring it into the war, etc. And we all believe in the legacy of King. I'm not sure, some of my questions are, does the King family support this? Have any of the members here talk to leaders like, you know, with Reverend Lawson and others, whether they support this? Because I'm concerned of the message that we're sending by walking in the parade. I think if people want to do it, they should be allowed to do it. I don't support that we do it in the name of Pacifica or KPFK, because it for me it seems like it's against everything that we've been doing and everything that we fight for. And that I see that we can support other King celebrations throughout the city in the name of Pacifica.
Our time is up on this. I hear the list.
Okay.
Just let me know. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, we're losing some money.
Okay, now people, one of the things we need to know is, where is this discussion leading us? Is there a proposal or a motion before us?
I make a motion that we do not, that this station does not march in the Martin Luther King Day Parade.
Okay.
But we don't protest.
Yeah, let me explain.
But we participate in something for it.
Okay, one moment, Lawrence, let's see if we have, is there a second to that?
I'm sorry, what was the
second?
Second.
That we not march. Okay. So, okay, this is just a clarification.
Donna, are you saying that the TMB will honor what this LSD decides?
No, I'm not saying that. I would imagine that they would. They would not, because they're leading it up. It's up to us. We're the foundation. We have to make the plan. I believe I can give you recommendations. Maybe that's it. Maybe we can vote on recommending or not, and then I can deliver that to the DNB.
Okay. Now, let me make sure that we understand. Are you willing to alter your motion that it be a recommendation to the PNB that not only KPFK, but...
No. I'm saying my motion is that KPFK, whatever the PNB wants to do, does not march in this parade.
Okay, so there should be clarity that the motion is that way. You know, I actually have included one listener sponsor. This is not public comment, but we will include one listener sponsor in the stack because I did.
I guess
now, let's see if we can go ahead. The next is
Eva.
Eva has a
question. Eva, can I make a quick comment? We are just co-opted. If we are interested in supporting another event, KPSK for the second year is co-sponsored. We will be co-sponsoring a team event on January 15th. And these are all black men that are positive, that work in the community. And, you know, whatever the event, it's a King celebration. So that's under the, you know, it's at the 101 Civil War. It's black, it's African American men that's HIV positive. And they work for the betterment of their community. And their whole purpose and statement is around the legacy of King. The whole celebration is about the GCOP and where we're going in the future. We are supporting that for the second year. We are putting on it. I'm giving that forward as
they weren't appreciated.
I really feel my old Jane.
I'm Jane.
Yes, Jane. And Sister Eva said, because, you know, one of the things that's not being said is how neglected this community has been for so long by Pacifica and by KPFK. Okay, so the fact that they look at the ROTC as an alternative to the prison industrial complex, like Martin Luther King just didn't talk about black men, he talked about all people of color, people that were oppressed. So, you know, when I think of it, you know, I totally support what Jane said and what Eva said, but on the same token, you know, I think we offer ourselves as an alternative. You know, if we include ourselves in the march, we offer ourselves as an alternative to peace, and by just our mere presence. So the fact that we have, you know, this community has been neglected, just like this one here in LA, that's something that's not been said.
Okay, thank you.
Margaret's next.
I don't know that if we make a recommendation to the P&B and the P&B decides to march as Pacifica, everybody knows that KPFK is Pacifica, so I think it fundamentally boils down to the same thing. So I think that if we're going to make a proposal, that it will have to be for the P&B, because if they identify themselves as Pacifica, and if it is the wish of the board that we not march, in essence, we will be marching because of that kind of identification. I think that I agree with all the neglect that has happened in the community, and I'm always worried that a neglect that is institutionalized in a lot of ways is kind of papered over, you know, in kind of a token way. And I was a bit suspicious from the word go about the National wanting to participate in this march, especially since they haven't done a whole set of things around addressing race and racism within Pacifica generally. I do think that if Pacifica does march in any form, Martin Luther King did say war is the enemy of the poor, and that if there's any participation by the National Board or by whoever, that has got to be clear. It can't be anything that is ambiguous. That's what the man said. That's what he stood for, and I think that should be allowed.
Jan.
I was asking the proceeds, if there was any from the fees given to, and it goes to the National Cultural Foundation of the M, the scholarship. So it's not for NCLC, it's another nonprofit group. It's a nonprofit, right?
Okay.
So just to clarify that for everybody.
Sure now.
I had in the email exchanges suggested that there be a conversation, particularly with Maxine Waters, who's been one of the most outspoken anti-war people in Congress. I think Jim Lawson and Dan Kingsley initiated a conversation about this and find out what their feeling is about this as we try and make a decision.
And who's next to
you? Great.
I marched a couple of times in the Martin Luther King Day parade in peace contention. And our presence was extremely appreciated by the crowd because we had anti-war signs. People cheered us, really loved it. From my perception of the community, Martin Luther King Day parade, just like the Columbus Day parade in New York, is considered the Italian Day parade. And the Pulaski Day parade is considered the Polish People's Parade. The Martin Luther King is not just commemorating one person, it's a community. So the Martin Luther King Day parade is a celebration of that community. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people come out to see it. It's a fun day. There is too much military in it, but there are lots of other parts of the community in that parade. And I can tell you, we were really appreciated by the community. So I don't think the community sees it in any way as a pro-military parade. They see it as a celebration of the black community.
All right, Bill. We're going to go through the stack and then we'll see if we want to start a new stack here.
I agree with the points that Stephen, Margaret, and Jane and others have made here. I think if there is a black anti-war contingent and marching in this parade, I'm fine. I'm down with marching with them. I think us going in there, we're not from that community. Most folks are not from that community. I think generally when we go into these things, it's mainly white people in that contingent. I think it's just, you know, if there's other positive events, like the event the African-American men are doing on HIV and AIDS, which is a part of fighting racial justice, I think we should support that. I think that's more in line. I mean, because we're not doing this just as a token thing. We're saying, I'm guessing this is where the PNB is coming from, and we're trying to show our genuine solidarity with the struggle of the African-American people for freedom and equality. And I think that has to be part of, you know, that has to be the starting point for this. In the exchange of emails, I didn't like the idea that we're going to kind of go up there and kind of try to do our own kind of action against what the parade is doing. That would not be appropriate. But I think we have other alternatives that are in the community and that we can show genuine support and, you know, as part of our commitment, then I think we should take that option.
Okay, because of time constraints, the stack is kind of closed, and this is what it is now. Israel, Jane, Dave, and then a comment from Celeste King, and then I want to find out, we cannot abuse this venue, and it's moving toward 10:15. Is it 10:20? Yeah. Okay, so let's go now to Israel.
I'd like to hear more of a fact from Celeste King and Donna as to what restrictions or problems there are. I mean, that's clear to me. I'm sorry, maybe it is some others. What the problem really is? Are we not allowed to express ourselves clearly in line with Martin Luther King's sentiments of life? Is that an issue? Is that all clear to me? I'd like to hear from him.
He's on the stack.
But sooner rather than later.
Well, he's on the stack.
We need more factual information about what the restrictions or opportunities are and what the nature of the parade is, as against debating in the abstract, which I think more or less we're doing here.
Okay, so let's continue. Jane, as quickly as possible.
Yes. The whole concept of the banner is all well and good, but all of you and most of you have marched in anti-war parade, protest, whatever you want to call them. The banner means nothing. It's the number of people. That's what the television shows. That's what the newspaper print pictures show, and that's what you're going to see. A bunch of Humvees, a bunch of ROTC, and then we're going to have a little teeny banner that is not going to have any power. It's the Humvees that have the power. It's the guns that have the power. It's the ROTC in your children's high schools that have the power. People, wake up. The press is the press. That's who has the power. You have got to save the black race. This is just a genocide.
Okay, Dave.
Yeah, I can see both sides of it. It's a real tough one for me, so I will go with the wisdom of other people. But a couple things. One is, I think it'd be nice if the Civic Radio Archives could make one of King's speeches, perhaps from the March on Washington or other, available that we and possibly the Elizabeth possibly Global Voice for Justice and others could print up CDs to give out at that parade if we do participate in it. But mostly I want to say that the LSC that's going to have to march in it, it's going to be the LSP that's going to be seated 5 days from now, and I'd like to table this and let them decide, let that body decide on the level of participation and continue to get a little more information on this, because I can see it both ways, and it's a very always on the
edge of it.
Okay, now, we are going to have, here's the proposal here. We're coming down to the end of this meeting. Mr. King, a brief statement. I think you wanted to make a brief statement. Celeste King is a member of the family organizing the parade. So.
Well, I'm not really one of the organizers of the parade. I've just been associated with it so many years.
Yes.
My father was the co-founder of the parade. The parade was not founded on the premise of being a hawk or a militant in regard to a so-called in favor of, you know, I equal whatever you want to call it. Most of the people in the black community are opposed to the current action that's going on in Iraq. Right? One of the other things that they were talking about vaccine is going to be a participant in the
she has to, she has constituents.
It has nothing to do with the constituents. That's not why she's in there. She's going to be in a parade in regard to the King Drew situation. And that's the reason that she's going to be in it. And we're going to do it. And I'm pretty much part of that. And if you ask me about that, I can tell you all of it. Basically, though, what they're talking about is it is a non-political kind of a parade. It is a parade about the unity of our people in this community, and it crosses the barriers, it crosses the line, it's a multicultural kind of approach. And over the years, we've developed a Korean contingent that comes in, you know, on that kind of regular basis, and my team's contingent that comes in kind of on a regular basis, and many others, you know. And unfortunately, we have made a big deal with it. And what I would say to this is, you were talking about as an alternative. I would say, rather than an alternative, show it all the way across the board, because that's where you want to be. Deliver your message. Both places. And not only there, but it will be.
All right, thank you very much. Now, okay. Now, Dave, let me just make sure. You were suggesting, you did not make a formal motion.
Oh, I did, but
you didn't get a second. So, the question has been called by Jane. Is there a second to the calling of the question?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. So now we're not voting on the merits of the motion, but we're just seeing whether we'll close debate. Those in favor of closing debate and going to a vote, raise your cards.
One, two.
No.
My
Okay. 11. Those opposed?
Zero.
All right. So the motion is that KPFK, the station KPFK, not march in the Martin Luther King Day parade. All right. I knew that I would not get a chance to push a motion and get it correct. So let's go back to Jane. Would you please?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What is your objection, Dave?
We can't be the station board. It's a different thing. You said two station board.
Right.
The station board.
He didn't mean to say the station.
Why don't we make a recommendation to whoever it is?
Well, okay. Now, David brings up a point here. We're speaking, of course, for the station board. We have 20,000 listeners that we do not control. Is that your point, David?
Well,
Are those in favor, raise your cards.
Of what?
Of this motion?
Those in favor of the motion?
No, excuse me. Those in favor of the motion, that would be Jane Halloran's motion that the KPFK LSB not march in the Martin Luther King parade. That was your motion, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Those in favor, raise your card.
One, two.
Okay, opposed?
One, two, three, four. You don't count, Lauren.
That's all right. Yeah, you shouldn't really have a card, but you can raise it. Okay. Yeah, the motion merely. The motion fails. But this is going to be a continuing. I think it's going to be a continuing. As David says, the next board and the committee will have
to. I'm really not marching.
Okay.
Take
the motion to adjourn.
Would you like a motion for the money?
Wait a minute. We had a motion at our last meeting. It had to do with.
Okay, never mind then.
And we were going to ask to be reimbursed. Also, were two motions passed at our last meeting to create an ad hoc committee on the PNB and the logistics, and an ad hoc committee on the Martin Luther King parade.
And we have that. Okay. I make a motion to adjourn.
I did make before we do that, just let me make one announcement. The new board, and this will be a quick meeting, to seat the new board probably will be Monday the 20th at 8 o'clock. So watch your emails. It could very
I wanted to say thank you, everybody.
I think it will be over by
me. I'm glad I didn't run, but I'm also sad.
Okay, also, our secretary will be in contact with us about the approval of minutes.